ジャパニーズポッド101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, Jessie です。Jessie here.
こんにちは、ともゆきです。
Welcome to Absolute Beginners Season 2, Lesson 13. Where in Japan are you now? Thanks as always for joining us. Tomoyuki, what did we learn in the last lesson, Lesson 12?
In the last lesson, we learned how to respond to the question, Do you have blank? We could say, はい、あります。Yes, I do. Or, いいえ、ありません。No, I don't.
That's right.And in this lesson, you'll learn how to ask where someone is and say where someone is. For example, asking, where are you, on the phone.
That's right. What's happening in the conversation?
Masato and Taylor are talking on the phone, and Masato is asking Taylor where he is.
Let's listen to the conversation.
もしもし?
テイラーさん、すみません。
大丈夫です。
今、どこにいますか?
今、僕とチエミとサラは、マクドナルドにいます。
マクドナルド?
Let's listen to the conversation again slowly.
もしもし?
テイラーさん、すみません。
大丈夫です。
今、どこにいますか?
今、僕とちえみとサラはマクドナルドにいます。
マクドナルド?
Now, let's listen to it with the translation.
もしもし?
Hello?
テイラーさん、すみません。
Taylor, sorry.
大丈夫です。
It's fine.
今、どこにいますか?
Where are you now?
今、僕とチエミとサラは、マクドナルドにいます。
チエミ、サラ and I are at McDonald's right now.
マクドナルド?
McDonald's?So Masato finally showed up.
Yes. I think it took him longer than expected.
Mm.
He said, すみません.
Yes, he apologizes for being late. But Taylor says it's okay, he says.
大丈夫です.
It's fine. Anyway, Taylor told Masato that he's at McDonald's. Or should I say, マクドナルド. That's hard to say.
Is it? Yeah, I guess it's quite different.
Yes, very different from the original name.As you probably already know, listeners, this is very common.
Japanese pronunciation of foreign words?
Yes. Japanese has only a small set of sounds it can use to represent sounds from other languages, so loan words from other languages often sound very different. Tomoyuki, can you give us the pronunciation of McDonald's again?
Okay. マクドナルド.
マクドナルド. So, just something to keep in mind. If you come to Japan and ask for plain old McDonald's, you might not be understood.
Good point.
Okay, so let's take a look at some of our other words and phrases.
Sure. We have the phrase, もしもし.
Ah, this is a good one. もしもし.
This means hello when talking on the phone.
Right. When you answer the phone, you say, もしもし.
Taylor said this when he answered the phone.
Please note that you can only use this on the phone. And one more word we'll see later on in the lesson is, 今.
今. This is review, and it means now or right now.
Yes, 今. Okay, and with that, let's move on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn how to ask where someone is and say where someone is. So we have two patterns in this lesson.
That's right. We'll be using the word います in both.
います. Listeners, do you remember this word from the last season? If you remember, we learned how to talk about the existence of animate objects, that is, people and animals, using います.
Yes, like...Person or animal. がいます.
We'll be using the same います in this lesson. First, let's focus on asking where someone is.
Okay, our pattern for that is A はどこにいますか?
A はどこにいますか? Let's break it down.
A は
A, or the person we're talking about,
どこに
Where
いますか?
Is plus the question marker. So literally, it's like saying so-and-so, where is? And of course it means, where is so-and-so? All right, so let's practice putting some names into the pattern.
Okay, here's one. Masato-san wa doko ni imasu ka?
Masato-san wa doko ni imasu ka? Where is Masato?
Here's another one. Teira-san wa doko ni imasu ka?
Teira-san wa doko ni imasu ka? Where is Taylor?
So, as you can see, it's person plus wa doko ni imasu ka?
And as you probably know by now, if it's obvious who you are referring to, like the listener themselves, you don't need the person wa part.
That's right. In the dialogue, when Masato asked Taylor where he was, he said, 今どこにいますか?
Where are you now? So the meaning becomes you in this case. Can we hear it one more time?
Sure. 今どこにいますか? Where are you now?
Before we move on to our next pattern, let's practice really quickly.
Listeners, how would you say, where is Kaori? Please use the name Kaori-san.
Remember that the pattern is, person wa doko ni imasu ka? And the answer is?
Kaori-san wa doko ni imasu ka?
Great, did you get that? Now let's go on to our next pattern. This is the response to the question we just saw. Where is so-and-so?
Yes, and it's A wa place ni imasu.
So again, that is A wa place ni imasu, meaning A is in place.
Let's give an example. Eki is train station in Japanese, so we can say Kaori-san wa eki ni imasu.
Kaori is at the train station. Let's break it down.
Kaori-san.
Kaori.
Wa eki.
Train station.
Ni imasu.
Is. So one more time.
Kaori-san wa eki ni imasu.
Let's do another one.
Sure.
How about Taylor is in Japan?
Okay. That would be Taylor-san wa Nihon ni imasu.
Taylor-san wa Nihon ni imasu. Taylor is in Japan. Listeners, please repeat.
Taylor-san wa Nihon ni imasu.
Okay, great. Let's look at the example of this we had in the dialogue.
Sure. Masato asked Taylor, 今どこにいますか?
Where are you now?
And Taylor replies, 今僕と千恵美とサラはマクドナルドにいます。
千恵美, Sarah and I are at McDonald's right now. This is a little long, so let's go through it together.
今
Now
僕と
I and
千恵美と
千恵美 and
サラ
Sarah
はマクドナルド
McDonald's
にいます。
Are at. Phew, so all together?Chiemi, Sarah and I are at McDonald's right now.
今、僕と千恵美とサラはマクドナルドにいます。
Okay, that's a lot of information we covered, isn't it?
It sure is.
Listeners, feel free to review with the lesson notes.
And also, the line by line.
Yes, the line by line tool breaks down the dialogue audio for you piece by piece so you can listen to it one line at a time.It's helpful for dialogues with longer sentences like this one.
Okay, I think that's all for this lesson.
Yes, that's going to do it for now. Thanks for listening.
See you all next time. じゃあ、また。
Bye, everyone.
もしもし?
テイラーさん、すみません。
大丈夫です。
今 どこにいますか？
今、僕とちえみとサラはマクドナルドにいます。
マクドナルド？